will soon be Christmas.
If you say so.
I'm so excited about Christmas.
If you say so.
Are we going to do anything special for Christmas this year? I hope St. Nicholas comes and sees me and brings me a doll. Grandmama used to say, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Well, that's good if you believe in that stuff.
You believe in angels, don't you, Grandpapa?
Listen, I need to tell you something. Grandmama is not an angel. Grandmama is dead, and she's not coming back. And Christmas is just another day. Now go to bed.
But Grandpa.
Go to bed. Go to bed right now.
Grandpa, do you hear those beautiful bells? I just know it's Grandmama getting her wings.
Enough of that nonsense. Now go to bed.
Good morning, Grandpapa.
Good morning, child.
Are you feeling well today?
It's just another day.
I love you, Grandpapa.
I don't see how. I'm just a mean old man. I'm mean to you. I'm mean to everybody.
You're not mean, Grandpapa. You're just lonely. You miss Grandmama. I miss her too, but she is an angel in heaven, and whenever I hear a bell ring, I think she's getting her wings.
Now, Ella, I need to tell you, you can't grow up believing in those myths. Why, whenever you hear a bell ring, it's nothing but a bell ringing. It has nothing to do with Grandmama. Where did you get such nonsense from?
From Grandmama. She would tell me every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
boys and girls,
it's a special day, isn't it? Now, some of you have been listening to what's going on. We have a major problem here because Grandpapa doesn't believe. He doesn't believe in Christmas. He doesn't believe in angels. And so, Ella Ray, what are we going to try to do to help Grandpapa believe? That's right. Unless Grandpapa hears the bells, he's not going to believe. Now, Ella has heard the bells. Have you heard those beautiful bells this morning? Well, Ella's heard the bells, but Grandpapa hasn't heard the bells. So there is going to be a special time that we need your help. And when Ella Ray tells you to ring your bells, we need you to ring them very loud so Grandpapa can hear them. And he's old. You're going to have to really ring them loud so he can hear them, okay? So can you do that? We need your help because if Grandpapa doesn't believe in Christmas, it is going to be a sad day, isn't it? It is. And guess what? Christmas is almost here, isn't it? I know you believe, don't you? And are you excited? Of course we are. And now what we need to do is share the Christmas spirit with others, and especially with Grandpapa, so that he will believe. So Ella Ray, you're going to tell them when they need to ring the bells, right? All right, I've given some of the young people a bell. We might need a few more people to have these bells. Let's see. What about these ladies over here? You think they need a bell? Okay, ladies, we need you to help us out, because old Grandpapa, he's going to need to hear all these bells he can. Jane, you can help us out with these bells. And Peggy and Myrtle, Linda, you help us out with the bells. Okay, I think we have some more help. Are you ready to help Grandpapa believe?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have a prayer together and thank God for Christmas being such a special time. And then you're going to go back to your seats and you wait until Ella Ray tells you to ring the bell, okay? You will know when it's time. She will tell you, okay, boys and girls, now is the time for you to ring the bells, okay? So you will know, and you have a very important role to play, okay? Dear God, thank you for the bells of Christmas and for these girls and boys. Thank you for angels. Thank you for Jesus. And thank you for Jesus' birthday. Amen. Okay, we're depending on you now, okay? Okay. Now, everybody go back to their seats. Ella's going to go back to her room. Grandpapa's going to go back to the clock shop. And you listen for your instructions on when you need to ring the bells. I'm counting on you to ring the bells when it's time, okay?
Grandpapa, did you hear those beautiful, beautiful bells?
I don't hear anything but this wretched clock.
I hear bells every day, and I know it's Grandmama getting her wings. Don't you believe in angels? Don't you believe in Christmas?
I used to believe. But one day, Grandmama got very sick. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. But she didn't get well. God took Grandmama away from me. And so, no, I don't believe in angels. And I don't believe in Christmas.
But Grandpapa, Christmas is about love and about God sharing His love to us. And even though Grandmama is gone, she still loves us and we still love her. You have to open your heart. You have to believe.
I don't believe. and I don't hear the bells.
Okay, boys and girls, I need you to ring your bells. Ring your bells loud. Ring your bells so Grandpa can come here. Louder, louder, he's starting to hear them. Ring your bells, Parker. Ring your bell, Elaine. Louder, louder. Ring your bell, Miss Peggy.
I do
hear the bells. I do hear the bells. It's Christmas Day, but I'm afraid I'm not very prepared for Christmas. And Ella, I don't think St. Nicholas came last night.
That's okay.
Well, your grandmama loved Christmas, and she always had everything ready for Christmas. On Christmas morning, the stockings were full, and she had this wonderful meal, and everything was so perfect at Christmas.
I remember Grandmama would read me a story out of a big book.
How can you remember that? You were just a little girl. You were 4 years old her last Christmas.
But I do remember. It was about shepherds and angels and a baby in a manger.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. My goodness. It's Grandmama's Bible. I haven't seen this in years. This was her favorite Bible. Ella, this belonged to Grandmama's grandmother. And she used to read this book. Look, Ella. Here's one of Grandmama's handkerchiefs. It still smells like Grandmama. And it's marking a special page from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter.
Read me the story, Grandpapa. Read me the story.
Let's see. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."